وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, you're watching the mailbox. We have a website called islammailbox.com where you can go and get more answers there and also send your questions in. This is one that just now comes into us on the subject of working in a bank. I want to know if I can work in a bank. And the answer is it's better for you to work somewhere else because banks basically deal in interest or riba, which is horribly, horribly haram in Islam. You want to stay as far away from riba or interest as you can. Another one says, how do I convert Hindus to Islam? We don't convert people to Islam. What you do is explain what you have, and if they like it, fine. If they don't, fine. You're not guiding people. Allah guides the people. Allah says in the Quran, you don't guide whom you love, but rather it is Allah who guides whomever He wills. But as far as presenting the message to someone who is a Hindu, they already believe that there's a God. Now let's talk to them about the fact that God is one. He doesn't have partners, doesn't share His attributes with any of His creation. We have a website for that. It's called godallah.com, and let them explore that and learn from it. Another one's coming in. What does Islam say about giving charity or zakat to non-Muslims? This is permissible in certain cases and to a certain extent, provided we've taken care of the Muslims first. As far as the zakat is concerned, we have some books on the subject dealing with the fiqh of the zakat. What you can do is go to our website and type in the keyword zakat, and you can find the links for that. Here's one. This comes in. It says, can I have a dog or pets? And the answer to that one is, you can have animals, but you don't bring them in the house, such as a dog, unless it's a seeing-eye dog or for protection. And by that, I don't mean a chihuahua that barks real loud all night long and you think you're being protected. This is in a real guard dog situation, I think. As far as a dog in the house, it's not good because the angels of mercy won't come in the room where the dog is. Or a surah, or picture, surah, which is not like Quran, but the other word. So it means you cannot have images and idols, things like this. Pets in general, like putting birds in cages, this isn't really good because the birds were actually made by Allah to be free and fly around, let them do what they do. And there's a lot of that on our website, too, about these subjects. The website's called islammailbox.com, and check it out for yourself. We'll be back with more of this next time here on The Mailbox. Till then, peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.